Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider clicking that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too, as I always say, hugely helps out. And let's crack on with today's first story. Now, today's first story is from not a sister-in-law who's 17, who says, my 21 female brother's 22 male fiance, 22 female, cheated and called off the wedding, and everything exploded. I was supposed to be maid of honor at my brother's wedding this Saturday. Instead, everything's blown up and nobody's talking to anybody. Some background. I, 21 female, have three older brothers, Adam, 22 male, and twins John and Paul, 27 male. Not their real names, of course. Adam and I have always been super close. While we were both kind of distant from the twins, who used to take pleasure in bullying us younger kids, especially Adam. John and Paul are big time jocks, while Adam is the more artistic type, and so am I. It's gotten better since we all grew up, but they can still be pretty annoying. Then, 2 years ago, Adam met his first girlfriend, Sarah, 22 female, in college. When he brought her to meet us, John teased Adam for not being good enough for her, while Paul had a few sexual comments about her. She is really pretty. They later apologized, saying they were just joking. They fell in love, and over Christmas, Adam proposed, accepted, setting a June wedding. Then it all came apart. 2 weeks ago, Sarah messaged me and said she wanted to take me to lunch. I was surprised because she and I are not really that close. A few times she accused me of taking up too much of Adam's time and that I should back off. Hey, I'm his sister. I'm suddenly not allowed to hang with him just because he's getting married. Anyway, at lunch she dropped a bomb that she wasn't in love with my brother anymore and that it just wasn't working out, and that she was sorry but she had to call off the wedding. Whoa. I asked if Adam knew about all this, and she said she wanted me to tell him because we were so close. I said no way. She would have to tell him herself. And she started to cry because she just couldn't face him. She had met another guy for a one-night stand a few months ago, then it turned into a friend with benefits thing. And now she's pregnant with this guy's baby. Shit. I couldn't take it, so I ran out of there and text Adam to call Sarah, which he did, and they met up. Sarah told him the truth and Adam was stunned. I texted and called Adam several times, but he wouldn't answer. So I went over to his apartment and he looked like he'd been drinking, something he rarely does, but who could blame him? Adam said he just wanted to die. Now, I have this thing where I always try to see both sides of a situation. It's almost a running joke with people who always ask, whose side are you on? I said that Sarah was human and humans make mistakes and maybe they could work this out, especially with 200 people coming from all over the country to the wedding. I realize now I should have been 100% behind Adam and not tried to make him see Sarah's side of it, especially since she had hurt him so badly. He started getting mad at me, calling Sarah a whore and calling me a whore for defending her. I got so mad at him calling me that. I'm actually a virgin. I flipped out and pushed him, and he pushed me back hard, so hard I fell backwards on the floor. He starts screaming and crying and saying he was done with me and told me to get out. I did, and fast. I went to my parents' house and told them the whole thing. They were shocked at Sarah's betrayal and angry that Adam had pushed me. I failed to mention the fact that I had pushed him first. I was angry and confused too. They tried to contact Adam, but he wasn't answering. Sarah wasn't answering either, and eventually I go back to my dorm room, crying. The next morning I find out Paul is in jail. He'd gone over to Adam's apartment and beat the shit out of him for hitting me. Adam went to the hospital and called 911 and had Paul arrested for assault. My parents had to bail him out. They weren't happy. Later, Adam sends all of us an email blast saying that we were all crazy and cruel to him when they needed us the most, and that he never wanted to see any of us again. What the fuck? John and my mum and dad had nothing to do with it. Why would Adam be angry at them? And now my folks are so pissed at Paul, they won't even talk to him. I don't want to talk to him either. I tried the hospital, but Adam had already been released. I went to his apartment, but he was gone, along with a lot of his stuff. He won't answer my calls or anyone's calls. He's ghosting everybody. So now I've totally lost my brother, the only person in my family I was really close to, my prospective sister-in-law. I'm so angry at her, I want to burst. I'm angry at Adam for ignoring us. I'm scared to death that he's going to kill himself or something. I love Adam and I hate the fact that this whole thing has happened to him. It feels like my whole family is destroyed. What do I do? How do I even move on from this? I'm someone who always comes into a story and often tries to see the other person's side, but there was no other side to this story. You tried convincing your already hurt brother that, you know, there's a way past it, a way past the betrayal that she's done to him, pregnant with another man's child, and already knowing your brother is in a bad way. You said yourself he rarely drinks, so him doing this, he's clearly in a bad situation right now. He said the words, he just wanted to die. And you come out with about humans make mistakes and maybe they could work this out. And then you use the words, especially with 200 people coming from all over the country and the wedding, like the wedding has means anything. And then you decided to push him and then didn't mention that to your family, which just, you know, I'm not sure how you could forget that sort of information, that you started that altercation, which in turn had him get the shit beat out of him and put in hospital. So from Adam's point of view, he's been betrayed by everyone that loves him. And the glaring question that's in my head and the one that I really want to know is, did you eventually tell your family that you was the one that pushed him first, that you went round there and said these things, you know, which set him off and which really hurt him, and then you pushed him first? But we do have an edit on this post and then a full update as well. So we'll start off with some comments from a deleted user who says, "Way to kick a guy while he's down, OP. Think before engaging your mouth. But this stupid thing I'm about to say really helped the situation. Then you need to confess that you physically assaulted your brother first and apologize publicly. So your brother has been cheated on, dumped, shoved, yelled, and beaten up. You actually stuck up for his ex while she is pregnant with another man's baby, right after she dumped him." And quotes, "What do I do? How do I move on from this?" And then says, "Apologize to everyone. You don't move on. It's not about you. Gods, really, you have to ask this. You give your brother the space he needs to grieve his relationship." Fish says, "I don't know what you were thinking and why you decided to make his world falling apart about you. You physically assaulted your hurting, drunk brother and then called your family down on him. He was drunk and devastated when he pushed you back. Really, what is your excuse? I think in several years you can get an invite to the next wedding and smooth things out from there. But I can't imagine wanting to have anything to do with you until he does some intense grieving and very difficult healing. You don't need to be around him right now. Deal with your guilt on your own and call some of his even-tempered, stable friends to check on him. Also, try and let him tell his own story. You don't need to be the first one to break the news." Molyneux says, "So you suggested to your brother to get over the fact that his fiance is pregnant with another guy's child. Then you started a physical altercation with him, which you conveniently omitted when you told the story. This misinformation caused one of your brothers a hospital trip and the other an assault charge. And your takeaway is that you have lost your brother. Wow. I suggest looking at yourself with your from all sides goggles. Because apart from the cheating, the whole thing that happened to Adam was basically you." Austin Tia says, "What in God's name is wrong with you? Your brother's cheating ex approaches you and tries to get you to break up with him for her, while pregnant with someone else's child, and you respond by trying to get him to see the situation from her side. Let me reiterate that she was pregnant with someone else's child and too much of a fucking coward to tell him herself, and you tried to tell him, well, she's human, don't you feel bad that cancelling your wedding is inconvenient for everyone? and then you conveniently forget to tell people that you assaulted your brother, who was, again, grieving the utter betrayal of his fiancé. First, are you kidding me? What the hell did you have to be angry with Adam about? Seriously, what's wrong with you? You realize that everyone's freaking out is all your fault, right? If you hadn't gone over to Adam and tried to get him to sympathize for his cheating witch of an ex, none of this would have happened. If you hadn't gone to your parents crying about Adam hitting you, your psycho brother never would have beat the shit out of him. Lessons. Mind your own damn business. Don't try to get people who are suffering a terrible loss to feel bad for the person who hurt them. Don't attack people who are suffering a terrible loss. Don't tell people biased versions of accounts. Keep in mind that everything isn't about you. So then, OP updates.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
It's the post which has updates. You are right. I'm a horrible sister. Okay, I've read every one of your comments and messages and I thought I couldn't feel any worse. Thanks, guys. I started to realize just how badly I screwed this whole thing up. One, when Sarah talked to me, I should have given Adam more of a heads up than Sarah wants to talk to you. I had no inkling about any of this and when she told him, it was a horrible shock. I should have just said kind and supportive things to Adam or better yet, just keep my fat trap shut. It's just that Adam is my hero. He's always protected me, even from my older brothers. He'd always tell me not to cry, that everything would be alright. Well, when I saw him crying, I couldn't take it. I wanted him to feel better, so I tried to tell him things that would make him think more logically, less emotionally. Big mistake. 3. I should not have, under any circumstances, pushed him. It was no worse than the pushes, pokes, tickles we've always given each other, but it came at the worst possible time. Stupid. 4. And the big one. I could have sworn I said to my parents I pushed Adam and he pushed me back, but either I said it wrong or they heard it wrong. Either way, it's my fault. My only defense is I was in shock, in a daze, my eyes red from crying. It was probably the worst day of my life, but it was a lot worse for Adam. Again, stupid. I talked to my parents this morning. Paul reached out to Adam, leaving a message apologizing. That doesn't seem like much, but John and Paul are infamous for never apologizing for anything, especially shit they've done to Adam. I've left messages too, but I took your suggestions to leave him alone for a while. I love my brother more than any of you can imagine. I wanted to help, not hurt. If he kills himself or something, it's my fault, right? My God, you're right. I am horrible. So then OP comes in with a full update, which says, last night, Adam sent me a text. I'm still alive. I fought the temptation to call him back or pepper him with questions, so I just text him back, okay, talk to you later. Things are calming down at home, slightly. I apologize to my parents for not telling them the whole story about Adam and me. Paul and John are apparently out looking for Adam. I wish they'd just leave him alone. I haven't heard from Sarah, just as well, because I feel like I want to kill her, lol. This morning, Adam texts me to meet him at Starbucks downtown. I almost chickened out. Haven't I made this whole situation bad enough? But I go. When I see him, I start bawling so loud that the manager throws us out. Finally, we wind up on a park bench where I beg and plead for forgiveness. He just shakes his head, calls me Looney, my name, and gives me a big hug. I cry some more. It's a damn soap opera. He hasn't heard from Sarah and doesn't expect to. They had pretty much arranged and paid for the wedding themselves, so he's been contacting the DJ, vendors, etc. to call everything off. It's like a knife through my heart, sis, he says. He asked if I could help him, and of course I said yes. He's moved out of his apartment, which he was going to share with his new wife. Instead, Adam put all of his stuff in a storage locker and is staying with friends, but wouldn't tell me who. Couch surfing, probably. He looks so sad, like all of his dreams have been shattered. The only time he perked up is when he said, at least I'll be in Florida next week. I said, what's in Florida? He said Disney was going to be my honeymoon, it's already paid for. Dude, you can't go on your honeymoon alone. Okay, go with me then. And I sat there in silence. He says, never mind. I say, yeah, okay, sure. Can we go see Harry Potter? I changed the subject and we talked about other things, mostly me crying and groveling. He made me promise to not tell the family I talked to him, then gave me another hug and he was off. Now I'm back at my place, laying on my bed and typing this out. I can't really go to Florida with him, can I? What if there's some honeymoon suite and everyone thinks we are married? Blech. I love Adam, but not like that, lol. But I'm still so scared. What if he goes to Florida alone and jumps off a roller coaster or something? Or am I just being an idiot? I wish none of this had ever happened. I wish Sarah hadn't cheated on my brother and that she had never told me. And that I hadn't screwed up things so badly. I know I'm not exactly Miss Popularity around here, but I need help. Help! And to me, after the update, I'm just thinking, you know, look, Adam has gave you an opening here. One that I didn't actually see coming your way anytime soon. So I think you take this opportunity with both hands and try to make it as good a time as you as, and stop fucking worrying about it. It's a honeymoon suite or other, or whatever, worrying about other people. You make the best time with your brother and try and rebuild, if that's even possible, some of that relationship that you've already lost because of your own actions. Time to repair it, if possible. I can see this being the one and only opportunity you will get, and if you fluff this up, that will be the end. That's all I can see. And I have to admit, as I got to that bit where he was talking about Disney, the little pessimistic side of me was like, was you fishing for that invite? I don't know, maybe that's a bit harsh on my part. But there's a little further update on this one. But before that, Fancy Pants Dancer says to this update, you are being really self-centered and immature in your brother's time of need. In the long term, you need to work on this. Take this as a wake-up call that you need to grow up. You are damn lucky your brother has forgiven you, period, let alone so quickly. You sided with his cheating ex and then set him up to be assaulted by your other brother. Who cares what a bunch of strangers think? If you're in a wedding suite, go there and be a friend to your brother. If you literally have no idea how to be a friend, you're going to A, make sure he has fun, B, listen to him when he feels sad and acknowledge that he's in pain, and do not side with the ex ever again, and C, make sure he doesn't do anything foolish. Thrown Away says, my brother is my best friend in the world. If this had happened with us, I think I'd be lucky to ever hear his voice again. You got a lot of advice on your OP to stop making things about yourself, and here you've been given another opportunity. Stop giving a shit what other people think. People assume me and my brother are together all the time. You go, nah, that's my brother, and move the fuck on. Go to Disney, do everything he wants to do. Comfort him if he gets sad. You seem to have some work to do on your empathy skills. No time like the present. Have a great trip together, grow up a little, and maybe you can both start to heal from this. I'm glad your brother was able to reach out to you. Remember, he is still hurting and it may take him some time to fully forgive you and be okay. The next update says, well, Adam and I went to Florida on his not honeymoon. It managed to be awesome and awful and weird, kinda all at once. We explained to the folks at Disney that we were brother and sister, and they gave us a room with two beds. Score. The first couple of days were fine. We did the Mouse in Universal, including Harry Potter. Yes. And Adam was more or less okay, and even upbeat at times. But he would disappear for lengthy periods to talk on his phone. He talked to Sarah at least once, judging by the look on his face when he returned. I didn't ask and he didn't tell. So far, so good. Then, on Tuesday of last week, he fell apart. In the middle of the night, I could hear him sobbing, moaning that he wished he was dead. I didn't know what to do, so I went over to try and calm him down. He told me a bunch of stuff that made my head spin, that Sarah had cut him off. Sex, about 2 months ago, and that was about the time she met this new guy. Sarah also admitted she had cheated on Adam before that, a couple of times. He suspected it, but couldn't prove anything. I wound sleeping in his bed anyway. after we went through all the trouble to get separate beds, lol. In fact, we slept in the same bed the rest of the trip, just hugging each other. It was like when we were little kids. Kind of nice, actually. Something else happened that I'm not ready to talk about. Suffice to say, it was intimate but not sexual and sort of funny too. Paul sent Adam a bunch of messages asking for forgiveness, saying he just freaked out. I sent Paul a message myself saying that it was really my fault for the pushing and shoving thing. Paul still hasn't talked to him. He's not sure if he will forgive him. As the week went on, Adam stopped disappearing to make calls to Sarah, and we spent pretty much all of our time together. And here's another thing that's my fault. I kind of froze Adam out when he started dating Sarah, because I was upset he wasn't spending time with me. A bad sister, I know. Adam said he was going to move to another state, get a fresh start. Since my roommate is gone for the summer, I suggested he stay with me for at least a little while. He kind of hemmed and hawed about it and finally said okay, as long as it's temporary. So I have my brother with me full time, yay, and maybe I can make up to him all the rotten things I did. By the way, a lot of you were pretty rough on me, but I guess I deserved it, and if it wasn't for you, I probably wouldn't have reconnected with Adam, so thanks. Now, I'm extremely glad that in some ways that they're rebuilding their relationship and Adam is healing. And I'm just super happy to see that. But there's a part of me, and I know this might seem wrong, but I don't know if it's just the way it was written or whatever. It was like, and I know you can be like excited for one thing and, you know, sad for another at the same time. But the way it just sort of moved away from Adam's pain to Harry Potter, yeah. I don't know. It just sort of rubbed me the wrong way in some points. I'm not saying that's right on my behalf, but it's just the way it made me feel as I was reading it. As I said, you can be excited for one thing and sad at another. That's absolutely possible, right? But let me know your thoughts down in the comments below on this particular story. Would love to know if you have a moment of your time to share them. And just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, support and time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so, so much for being involved. You really do change things on the daily. And if you want to listen to more Reddit stories at the very end of this video, there will be a playlist there for you that you can click on and it scroll through all the videos for you. So if you're doing your art, if you're walking, running, driving, whatever you're up to. And as I always love to say every once in a while, let me know what you're up to as well, because I absolutely love to hear it. I know it sounds really big headed, but to know like my voice is somewhere while other stuff's going on, it's just that does sound really big headed, but I love to know it. And hopefully I will see you in the next one. Much love, guys. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.